الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I just returned yesterday from Delhi after doing a core ideology workshop for an All India national organization, and which reminds me once again of the whole concept and theory of core ideology. This has been written up very nicely in a corporate context by Colin and Jim Collins and Porras in their book called Built to Last. I have mentioned this book in some other context as well earlier. Well worth reading because it's a book of collection of case studies, I think about 24 case studies of global organizations which literally run the world today, and their core ideologies and how those core ideologies impact and how they enable them to succeed. Now, the fundamental concept of that which I want to talk about is the relationship between core ideals, I mean their core values, and how those core values benefit those organizations. And that's the relationship between core values and what is called core purpose. Core values is who are you, and core purpose is why do you exist, why are you here. Now, in terms of core values, what we talk about and what we try to see when we audit organizations is a very simple thing, which is what is the, I call it the operative definition. What is the sign that this core value exists? What is the sign that this value is being lived by? So if there is a core value to say teamwork, then what is the sign of teamwork in the organization? How do you define teamwork? What is teamwork? What is not teamwork? So the operative definition comprises of what it is and what it is not. If you say core value is energy, for example, core values of GE, energy, energize, execute, and so three, energy, energize, and execute. And if you look at those core values and you say, well, what is the sign of energy, then what is energy, what is not energy? So being self-motivated is energy, pushing someone beyond a point is not energy. That's the definition of the core value. The ability to take hard decisions is the issue of execute, and so on and so forth. So the point is that when we have core values, what is the proof that we have those core values? What is the definition? What is the operative definition of the core value, and what is the sign that we have it in our lives? Why is that important? Because only then will the core value affect you, and only then can you get the benefit of the core value. Now, to bring it to Islam, what are our core values in Islam? The fundamental core value is Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The fundamental core value is the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the proof that this exists? What is the operative definition of Tawheed? The operative definition of Tawheed is Salah. The operative definition of Tawheed is when I claim and when I state and when I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, then I actually worship Allah. So the core value of Tawheed is exhibited in our actually praying. So do I have belief? What is the proof of that? Do I pray? If I say I have belief and I do not pray, then the belief is either not there or it is definitely doubtful. So the expression of Tawheed is in Salah. The expression of the second part of the Kalima, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, that I bear witness that Rasulullah is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is the last and final messenger. What is the proof of that? Is the following of Sunnah. So if there is no following of Sunnah in my life, then the second part of the kalima, there is no manifestation of that. There is no operative definition of that. There is no living by that core value. So that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. Allah said, oh you who believe, believe. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaffatan. Oh you who believe, enter into Islam completely. Both of these ayat, if you look at them, are addressed to the people who believe. So Allah is saying, oh you who believe, believe. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. So that is where we look at these values and we say that when we claim that something is a core value, what is the proof that it actually exists? And we can take this to all the other values of Islam that we claim to live by. For example, the value of Adil, the value of justice. What is the proof that I am operating by this value of justice? For example, the value that we have been sent for the benefit of mankind. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. What is the proof of this value? What is the operative definition? If I say that in my life I want to live by this value and I should live by this value, then what is it that I must do? What must you find in my life which will show you that I am living by this value, that I have been sent for the benefit of mankind? And if I cannot see this and if I cannot show these things, then I have to question, do I really have this value? Because at the end of the day, and tomorrow we'll talk about moments of truth, at the end of the day, when we come finally to the last moment of truth, it is the operative definitions, it is the actual functioning of these values which will be the deciding factor of whether or not we are true to those values. When we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, That is when these issues will finally come to fruition. But even before that, to benefit by that, for example, what is the benefit of Tawheed? One is to say, there is Allah, I should believe only in Allah, I should not worship anyone other than Allah. That's fine. So what? How does it benefit me if you ask the question and say, how does it benefit me in this life? We just prayed Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah in the Masjid, Alhamdulillah. So what difference did it make in your life? How did it help you? What if you are not, I'm not saying not prayed. I mean, there are people who don't pray at all. They go to this, they are sleeping. Forget them. If you prayed instead of coming and praying in the masjid, if you had prayed at home, salah would be valid still, you would have prayed. Would there be a difference? Simply giving us or giving me or giving yourself an answer, saying that this is 27 times the reward, what does it mean? What is the meaning of 27 times the reward? Do you feel some 27 times better or something? What is the meaning of that? Our problem is this. Our problem is that our words have lost their meanings. We only know the words. 27 times the reward. If you really felt that 27 times the reward, you would be, you would not be found, you know, living or dead, you would be in the masjid. If there was real value, to say 27 times the reward I get for praying in the masjid, then I cannot believe that you could possibly pray the salah in the home unless there is some absolutely, you know, incredible force that is keeping you there, some totally beyond your control. Otherwise, there is no way. 27 times the reward for the same action. We say this is one of our values. We believe this. If you really believe this, then how come we are not in the masjid? So it's a lie. We are telling ourselves a lie that we really believe this. It's a false. It's stupid. I mean, either the words themselves are wrong. Nauzubillah. These are the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They cannot be wrong. Then our claim to believe is wrong, definitely. Because if the claim is true, then how come I am not here in the masjid? So that is the meaning of the issue of core values. Now, how does it benefit? And this question we have to ask ourselves. How did this salah benefit me in this dunya? The salah is for the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a reward. That's a different issue. But in this dunya, how did this salah benefit me? And the day we understand that, from that day onwards, believe me, you will never ever miss a salah in the masjid, no matter what. The reason we miss is because we have no value for it. Because we have no value for it, we never think about it. So how did this salah benefit me? We talk about tawhid. We say, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine you are telling somebody, you are talking to, many of you do the work of Dawah, right? And you talk to people who are not Muslim. So you tell him, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the man says, why? Why? Give me a reason. No, when you die, this will happen. How do you know? You didn't die. You are alive. Why should I believe you? I have not. You can't show me what happens after death. Show me a movie. What happens after death? Why should I believe you? Tell me here, what is the benefit? Show me in your life, what is the benefit? You believe in Allah. So how is your life any different from my life? You believe only in one God. How is your life any better from my life? If we can't answer this question for ourselves, then what are we talking about? I'm not saying everything is necessarily, you know, showable or demonstrable in material way, but definitely people can see. If by praying, if by believing in Tawheed as the core value, if we are living by this core value, if it is really bringing peace and harmony in our lives, then people will see it in your face. People will see it in your walk and talk. They will tell you, what is there? Something in you, what is this? They will see it in the way we conduct ourselves. They'll see it in our actions. They will see it in our lack of anxieties about things because we have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is a factor of tawheed. So I remind myself and you that when we talk about core values, the benefit of core values accrues only when we live by them. And to live by those core values, we have to create operative definitions of those core values. So my request is, let us sit down, make a list of our core values. What are my core values? And write operative definitions for those core values, and then try to live by them. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill your life with barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do this and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.